Do you remember before we had Facebook and MySpace? I know it seems an awful long time ago now, but it's not that long ago really. I first joined Facebook back in 2007 after being lured into it and away from MySpace by my friend Brittany from across the pond. Hey Brittany. But before all of that, you might remember the original UK social networking site Friends Reunited. A place where you would go to connect with your old friends from school and reminisce about the fun times you had growing up. Well, that was the plan, but really, we used it to see who'd gotten fat as they got older and to hate on people who had clearly gone on to live a better life than yourself. Well, would you believe it? Friends Reunited is back. Obviously, someone sat in a boardroom somewhere wearing a suit, probably with a beard and a photo on his desk of his wife, his children, and the moment he met TV legend David Hasselhoff, thought to himself, "I don't think that there are enough social networking sites out there at the moment. There's Facebook and MySpace, obviously, but then nobody really uses MySpace anymore. Then you've got Twitter, Tumblr, Google+, Pinterest, Audioboo, LinkedIn, Bebo, High Five, and so on. Nope, nope. There's definitely room in the market to bring back Friends Reunited." Did you know that the original site, which started back in the year 2000 and once peaked with over 15 million users, was bought by ITV back in 2005 for £175 million. However, it was pretty much downhill from that point, and it was sold again 4 years later for just £25.6 million. That's an even worse depreciation than what Fernando Torres must be worth now. He's a Premier League footballer, in case you didn't know. It's not the same setup as back then. It's not so much of a Friends Reunited anymore. More like Memories Reunited or Remember When. It's all about sharing memories this time round and nothing to do with which of the ugly ducklings in your class turned out to be beautiful swans. You can do this by making a memory box or a keepsafe and uploading photos or screenshots of times gone by, sweets you used to eat as a child, an 80s cartoon, or a photo of that teacher from school who smelled of coffee and regret. I don't really see the point in its relaunch myself. I had a bit of a play on it earlier and did start to feel a little bit nostalgic and had a, oh, I forgot about those, moment. But remembering the good old days is not something that I want to do every day. After all, that was a bit Welsh, wasn't it? After all, they weren't all good. It's nice every now and then to go back and look at things from when you were growing up, from your local high street to what people were wearing. But when I'm in that kind of a mood, then I'll just Google stuff. Or head over to YouTube and watch old TV clips. I don't need or want to do it every day. I'm much more interested in what's going on now with my friends and family. I'm one of those sad people who wants to see